Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Years ago, a group of boastful friends who lived in Federal Hill decided to put their culinary talents to the test. The task they set down for themselves was to produce the best cassoulet ever seen in Baltimore. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, we were both there to see the outcome.
Oh, sure. I remember it well. And, you know, I mean, cassoulet, it's just a French peasant dish. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more or less a stew with some meat, duck, beans, etc.
Yeah, but it's not something for beginners to try necessarily, though.
No, there's lots of moving parts. It's kind of a complicated project that really needs to come together in a very specific way.
Yeah, one of the key ingredients, of course, is duck confit, which takes a while.
Yes, you know, I mean, and if you want to make your own, you do have to cure the duck legs for a day, cook them in fat, store them in a jar, et cetera, for a month. But, you know, these days you can certainly just buy them online already done.
For sure. What is in the classic version?
Well, I mean, it's from the south of France, so and garlic is king there.
Right.
So this very garlic-rich Toulouse sausage is usually one of the main players.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, pork ribs, ham, pork rind, a lot of things go in. But then, of course, a big important ingredient are the beans.
Mm-hmm.
Purists will insist on using these French flageolet beans. But, you know, cannellini beans are easier to find, and they certainly work well.
Yeah. Now, I imagine there are millions of ways of putting this together. Can you walk us through a good, reliable technique?
Of course. So we're definitely going to, you know, take care of the beans. If you buy them dry, you'll need to soak them overnight till they're soft. You're going to get a big pot with a lot of pork, maybe a ham hock and pork rind even.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I'm going to add aromatic vegetables, carrots, onions, tomatoes, garlic. Herbs like fresh thyme, bay leaves, a bouquet garni, a lot of chicken stock, a little bit of duck fat, some tomato paste, salt, pepper, and then cover it with water.
Wow, there's a lot going on there. How long do you let that cook?
I mean, I'm guessing an hour and a half over medium heat will get us to where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's you can do the duck and you can roast everything for 30 minutes in 350 degree oven.
Mm-hmm.
When they're done, you cut them into bite-sized pieces and you can just mix them right in.
And this is where I think you're going to need a pretty big bowl or oven-proof bowl of some kind.
Yes, definitely. I mean, what you want to do is put like the pork rind, the ham hock, all that goes in the bottom. Then on top goes some cut sausage, some ribs, and then you scoop the beans and layer them on top.
And you want to get rid of those bay leaves, by the way.
Yes, those are definitely need to come out at this point. And then, you know, it's just, you're going to get it in the oven and you're going to bake it.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people will take some of the liquid left in the bean pot and ladle that over the cassoulet. Is that a good technique?
Yes, certainly for sure. You know, you're going to do this in a 350 degree oven. And, you know, after about an hour, you're going to get a crust forming on the top.
Right.
That's great. You want to break that crust, let some liquid pop out. You want to do this like a few times just to make sure that it's always cooking through.
Right. And then we're going to either lay the duck confit on top or tuck it in under the beans.
Perfect.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, it was so much fun being involved with this. And it's a big doggone meal, though, I got to tell you.
And oh, yeah.
How about a nice Chateau Neuf de Pop with that?
Perfect.
That sounds good. I am Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR.